process and everything, and I came up with one that reduced it down to pretty simple. And you can read these now and go over them if you want, or if you want to study them at home.
Yeah.
So again, a lot. If it's in red, that's what we currently have. An office, on-site septic treatment system. And here's a recreational vehicle park. You know, how many days consecutive can they stay? And then it doesn't turn into a recreational vehicle park. I mean, we've got RV parks that the RVs have been sitting in for 5 years. I mean, that's it's not a mobile home park, but it's a traveling vehicle park, if you want to call it that.
And once they're there for a while, they may not be traveling anymore.
Nope. Nope.
Do they call, like, where people buy the land, is that no longer an RV park? When they still set an RV down, but they own the land?
No, if you own the land, you have to offer an RV site for two or more sites. So if you have a property and you have a little spot set up for your brother to come stay when he comes and visits, and then your aunt and uncle, you have two spots sitting there for whatever, and then you have your own RV set, that's not an RV park. But an RV park definition for our zoning regs is if you offer somebody, which means they're going to pay you to stay on your property, two or more sites, it's an RV park.
But what we're talking about is how long they, and the other thing we were talking about is how long they can be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, I mean, like, isn't there one right down across in Stone County that it's a platted, you buy, you go in and you buy a piece of land.
Yeah,
and then you can set your RV down on it, leave it there for life if you want.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it platted as RV park, though? I wonder what it's platted.
I don't know, but it's...
I mean, that to me sounds...
They got a golf course and...
Yeah, I did one over my roaring river.
Boat slips and all of that.
Huh.
You buy the property, you can set your thing down there, and it can stay there.
Yeah.
Or can they? Or you can come and go, and it's always there for you.
Scott, what's the one on Acacia Grove? Is that like a family only?
Uh-huh, that's family only. But Bob did that one. So it's similar to a mobile home park, to where you could own your mobile home or you could buy just a little site.
But they're not attached to the ground. These are just, you know.
They bring them in. They also could store them there. But they use
yeah,
them
you can
those,
leave
so
your,
yeah.
You, if you have a big motor coach, you know, you can just roll in, use it, or you can set it up and stay.
You know what that would be? A planned unit development, a PUD, that would not match our regs, but it'd be specific. You guys would decide how big the lot would have to be. How many lots you would designate, and you would get engineering showing exactly how it'd lay out, and it would have to lay out just like that, any changes. But that'd be a PUD, planned unit development. Because we couldn't come up. I mean, that sounds good. But
I mean,
we,
they're actually, that, there's several of them.
Yeah.
But they're down right across the line south.
Yep.
Down Cricket Creek, down that way.
They're around resort areas.
Yeah.
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 This is what I was looking for.
Oh, was it? Oh.
The whole time.
So, yeah, tonight we gave you your new CUP worksheet.
Yeah.
We didn't go over that very much when we met, and I think we had everybody here. Devin might not have been here.
So we'll have this each meeting, right?
So anytime you have a CUP, you'll have, if you have three CUPs, you'll have three of those. As you're doing the meeting, you can sit there. You can hand write in something that concerns you as you're looking at those. So use this as your worksheet because we're going to have to nail down the reasons like we talked about.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Questions?
Well, I may be the only lone wolf here on conditional use, but like tonight on the first one, I know you probably explained to them what they could do, but it might favor getting passed. You see what I'm saying on the conditional use? It would vary and have a lot better chance of people getting it, knowing it would not transfer to the next person.
But see, we don't have any kind of retail sales. We don't have auction house defined. And I can't match it with something that I could say they could get conditional use permit on A1.
But once the changes are done, then they would be able to do it.
Then they could come through.
Yeah. So it would... In the future, they would be able to.
Well,
so it'd be a CUP instead of a rezone.
Yes.
Yeah.
They would have just specifically asked and we wouldn't have to worry about the future. We
could
just,
I mean, personally, on me, like the first one, I would have probably voted for it if it could have went through as conditional use.
Yes.
Knowing that on the commercial that they tried, it could be anything.
But would you make them use the would you make them use the public access or use the easement?
Well, I looked at that, and I didn't notice it before when me and you looked at it, that they've got like a 22-foot wide easement coming from that they own.
No, they own half of that.
To their property line.
It's about 15 feet.
Well, according to Beacon, it,
it's wrong, because Kathy and I went through
it. Either way, it's not a main artery.
Right.
It's not a collector road.
No, but they physically own about 15 feet, and then it goes to about 25.
Okay, here's the thing. I've done a lot of – I had a survey out there.
Mm-hmm.
That street was vacated, but the property to the north, which was Taneyville,
yep.
that was a border street. So Taneyville – should never have gotten half of that street.
They didn't. There's an actual street platted with Taneyville, and it's still a street. James all went to the Taneyville 1,
okay.
Taneyville first. So he got on lot 7, he got all of James. None of it went north.
He got all of James.
He got all of it.
It's only about 15 feet or so.
Well, it's about 25.
25?
Mm-hmm. Because Addington's had the first lot.
Addington's the ones that I was.
Addington's gave them half of that easement.
Okay.
And we found where they gave them a deed for half of that easement, which it didn't wasn't
but
supposed
been,
to go to them.
It had been done that way for years.
Yeah.
But it was done improperly when they did it.
Yes, you're correct. Yeah, originally.
Yeah. So.
So there's like two roads planted right next to each other.
Yes.
It's what it basically boiled down
to. That's what it looked like.
It is.
Yeah.
Taneyville had a road, and then Taneyville first edition had a road.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a mess.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not in the village, right?
The Taneyville, just north of it, is.
It is, yes.
James Street South is not.
And James Street, when it was vacated, should have went to the south.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Meeting